Greetings and thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. I am your host, Lee Dodd. We have now come to the final 10 verses of the first chapter of Proverbs, and quite a passage this is for us today. We will read in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 24 through 33. Let me read God's word. Because I have called and you refused to listen, have stretched out my hand and no one has heeded, because you have ignored all my counsel and would have none of my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror strikes you. When terror strikes you like a storm and your calamity comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, would have none of my counsel and despised all my reproof. Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their way, and have their fill of their own devices. For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of fools destroys them. But whoever listens to me will dwell secure, and will be at ease without dread of disaster. That is the reading of God's word, this wonderful text, a fearful text, yet a delightful text in what it teaches us about God. And isn't that the best perspective? When we approach the Word of God, we should always first be asking, what is God trying to teach me about Himself? What can I learn about God? And in this passage, these 10 verses that bring to a conclusion Proverbs chapter 1, we see something remarkable about God's justice. In our last study of Proverbs 1, 20 through 23, we saw wisdom personified. Jesus Christ calling to the simple ones to turn to learn of Him. This grand invitation for sinners to come to God and in Him find life. Here we read about God's justice upon all who refuse to turn. And that is where we pick up in verse 24, because I have called and you refused to listen. We need to understand that man will not perish in his sins simply because of ignorance, because of lack of knowledge. It is a willful rejection of truth that brings about the eternal destruction of a sinning soul. It is a willful, purposeful, rebellious rejection of Jesus Christ and His truth. And you should see that here. Because you refused to listen. Because you refused to take heed. I think of Romans chapter 10, verse 21, where God says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. The grand invitation, the broad, universal invitation to all men to turn, to repent, to believe the gospel, and yet rebellious ones, stubborn ones, willfully rejecting God's gracious invitation. And so we learn something of the justice of God. All who reject His invitation, His truth, His wisdom, who will have none of His correction, He will laugh at their calamity. When distress and anguish come upon them, He will not be there for them. When they, in a moment of need, call upon Him, God will not answer. They will seek Him, and He will not be found. This is God's judgment upon a rebellious people. They are going to have, as verse 31 says, the fruit of their way. They will be killed, they will suffer, they will be destroyed by their own turning away, by their own indifference, by their own willful rejection. As we hear Paul say in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. And that's what the text proclaims loudly. These final 10 verses reject God's truth, God's wisdom, God's invitation, the life that is to be had in Jesus Christ, reject it, and you will perish. Every man, woman, and child needs to hear that with great clarity. If you hate knowledge, you will perish in your sins. If you do not choose the fear of the Lord and choose to go your own way, you will die and forever be tormented. You will eat the fruit of your way. You essentially will kill yourself when you reject God's truth. You will suffer your own consequences. And yet the closing verse of the chapter, verse 33, "But whoever listens to me will dwell secure." Remember, in the evil generation of Genesis chapter 6, there was a man and his family that listened to God. His name was Noah. Against all odds, against the ridicule and criticisms and hatred of men, Noah believed God, built that ark, and was saved from the worldwide flood. "Whoever listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease without dread of disaster." I paraphrase that final verse by saying, those that hear wisdom's call will be free from final ruin and free from fear of ruin. They will have peace with God. This is what we glean in the closing verses of Proverbs chapter 1. Next time, we'll pick up in the first verses of Proverbs chapter 2. Amen.